there is kind of that sentiment in us that there's something about Christmas that's sort of easy to swallow because it's cute, it's nostalgic. You know, it's like, you know, like these, the sort of Martha Stewart thing. You take a wine barrel or something, which should basically be in your garage with cobwebs in it, and you stick a flower in it, and now it's pretty. I mean, they're always repurposing stuff. That's what people think is happening with the manger. They think, oh, that's cute. Look, Martha Stewart found a clever use. We can use a manger for a crib. Isn't that cute? No, it's not cute. That's part of his suffering. Christmas isn't about nostalgia. The point of Jesus coming and being born of the Virgin is not that Jesus would tell us how much he likes us. The point is that he's already being rejected, that his suffering and his sorrow have begun, that he joins himself to us in the flesh to be a sacrifice. We can somehow in our fallen flesh divorce the harshness, the suffering and the sorrow of the birth of Jesus Christ, and we can make it this kind of just cute, nostalgic, you know, TV special moment.